I'm joined today with 8 business owners at the Full Staff Hotel in Leamington Spa. We're going to go around the group and we're just going to start to introduce ourselves. So Stacey, do you want to go first?
Hiya, I'm Stacey Calder. I'm co-director of Networking Mummies UK and also the branch leader for Networking Mummies Warwick and Leamington, which is why we're here today.
Yay, and thank you very much, Stacey, for the opportunity today.
Not a problem.
Cool. Let's move on.
Hi, my name is Kim Bennett. I'm an Avon lady and have been for 10 years. My struggles at the moment are social media.
Okay, we'll go on to that a little bit.
I thought that's what you wanted us to say.
No, sorry. That's fine. Not at this stage, we're just introducing ourselves at the moment.
Is that course?
But that's absolutely fine. Let's move on.
Hi, I'm Alison Parker. I've been with Avon for a year now. And
that's
it's
cool.
Going well.
Nice one.
Hi, I'm Brian Dickinson. I'm a stained glass artist. I've been converted to an artist about 3 years ago, and I'm gradually building up from that. I was a business consultant before then.
Nice one. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Natalie Pina, and I just started in January my new business, which is personal development coach. So, looking forward to it.
Cool. Nice one.
Hi, I'm Irene Shaw. I'm with Avon Cosmetics as well. I've been now with them for 16 years, so I'm quite established in the business. Love
Brilliant.
It.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Annie Gibbons. I'm an Avon representative and a team leader, and just trying to build my business up.
Brilliant.
At the moment.
Nice one. So we're going to go around the room again, and this time we're going to spend a bit longer talking about the struggles that we faced getting up to this point. Because to be fair, we're all heroes for being here and running our own businesses. So well played, everyone. So Stacey, so far you've had an amazing journey. Have you had any struggles that you want to share?
I think we've probably all had loads of struggles. Trying to think of one off the top of my head is probably self-belief.
Okay.
And self-confidence, because if you haven't got that and belief in your own business, then you can really struggle to get yourself out there. So for me, it was overcoming that and making sure that, you know, I had the confidence to network, talk about my business, be passionate about it, so that everyone else can see that passion coming through.
That's perfect. Absolutely spot on. Let's go for it. So you already mentioned that you're struggling with social media.
Yes, so, struggling with social media. Obviously,
and talking on podcasts as well.
As well, yes. I've been with Avon now for about 10 years, and I've sort of come to sort of like a bit of a stalemate, really. So really, I'm looking to sort of push my business in a new direction.
Cool. Have you had any kind of struggles that you've overcome in those 10 years? Because that's a long time to be in a...
I think, yes, my confidence, I think that's sort of like really improved. I've sort of like really come out of my comfort zone in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. you know, but I've still got more sort of like, you know, little paths that I've got to get myself down there.
Nice. That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hey.
I think I'm struggling with just trying to get leads at the moment. So okay. It's social media is going to help.
Got you. Have you kind of, since starting your business, have you overcome any struggles?
Yeah, we've been getting a bit better with social media so far.
Okay.
But we're still not there. We just need a bit of a bump.
So social media seems to be a bit of a theme.
Love Avon. I love being an Avon lady and mm-hmm. I love doing my round. And I just want to get that across to other people. And then get them to sign up and make loads of money.
Fair enough. That's cool. So Brian, have you had any kind of struggles that you've overcome?
Overcome? Yeah, I guess I have. When I first started this sort of stuff, I produced stained glass that I wanted to produce.
Okay.
And took it to a show and didn't sell anything.
Okay.
And but getting the feedback from that, able to narrow down why that was. And now I've got, rather than just a small range of things, I've got things now from £10 upwards.
Okay, so you've changed your product range.
Stuff for different market slices and stuff like that. But I've got an issue at the moment.
Cool.
It's this conversion of people who, when we meet face to face, say they're interested, into actual orders.
Okay, we can go on to that in a moment, because there's a few people nodding their heads about that. So I'm sure we'll probably cover that in a bit.
So just because I just started, so my struggles are actually... Well, I'm willing to go in and I can do it even with baby, but I don't know how to market out there.
Okay.
So to find the clients and help the people. So this is kind of like, I think if I would get into the marketing more, I would be going, so.
Okay, that's cool. So there's quite a common theme going out, coming out of this, which we might not have known before, and that was actually kind of converting people and trying to get our awareness of our brands out there. Cool.
I'm the same as an older person, and I say older because I am, in the business. I really struggle with social media because I'm not savvy on it. In the past, I have struggled as well with just marketing myself, and a lot of what we do is about buying into to us as a person. But I am getting better and better and better with that. So for me, I've started to overcome videos because I'm doing more and more videos. But yeah, I need to get to grips with social media, and not just Facebook. I'm talking the whole package of social media and how I bring it all together in my business, because I need to generate leads as well, leads and sales.
Okay, cool.
It's the same really for me. I struggle with social media. I'm at an age, as Serena's just said, we weren't brought up with internet or anything like that. So I do struggle with Facebook and stuff like that, really.
Okay.
But I'm building my confidence up now, you know, being with Avon. So, you know, I just want to go forward with business, really, and just, you know, keep going.
Cool. Okay, so there's a common theme here about social media. So should we talk about that for a little bit? At least that way we can might be able to iron out a few little bits. So in terms of social media, what platforms are you currently advertising on? And it's an open forum.
Facebook,
so Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter, Facebook,
LinkedIn, Pinterest, the Russian page, similar to Facebook as well. I've used Pinterest as well. It's similar like a Facebook page, but it is in Russian, and only like people mostly who speak Russian, they are there.
Okay.
So I'm targeting like two different groups.
Cool. It makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. So in terms of, let's first of all tackle Facebook in that case. Stacey, I know we're going to be talking about Facebook ads later on, but is there any kind of top tips that you can give to people that might kind of help them, just direct them a little bit more?
Yeah, for me, Facebook is about engagement. So it's one thing to have brilliant content and putting it out there regularly. Mm-hmm. But if nobody's engaging with that, if nobody's commenting, mm-hmm. sharing and liking, your reach isn't going to be what it needs to be. You're not getting your message out there. So
perfect.
For me, every post that goes out needs to be aimed at your ideal client.
That's okay. A golden nugget. Yeah, that's really good. There. It is. Has anyone else got any kind of top tips in terms of Facebook? We'll kind of tackle each of the social media platforms as we go along.
No? I started video recording, so I made up like a video challenge, which goes 30 days, and every day... this challenge is like about the moods, how you wake up, and to raise awareness that your morning mood can affect your day. And I'm putting some extra things every day, so asking people what is their mood and sharing mine. So sort of like that. But just because I just started, it's hard to get as well like the people who share like and as exactly like Stacey said.
Yeah. The thing is, social media is all about the know, like, trust. So therefore, as soon as you start to talk to people on social media, you have to like the person, and therefore you'll engage more about it. And
videos,
Facebook is
a great,
great
way of doing that.
Videos is absolutely brilliant.
And lives.
And lives as well. Now we've got, I've just had an idea when you were talking about your 30 days. How about each day you post a video, and this is just off the top of my head, but each day you release a video about a particular product or a particular service that you do for your business. It can be less than 30 seconds. Again, it's an idea just on top of your head. You've got to make it engaging. You've got to make sure that people are buying into it. But has everyone got products that they could do it with?
Yeah.
Just an idea off the top of my head.
I think it's brilliant.
But yeah, in terms of engagement and videos.
We may have just created a Networking Mummies Warwickshire 30-day challenge.
We have just created a Networking Mummies
with
Warwickshire.
With Leamington Hour.
There you go.
That's extended out over the border.
That's it. But the thing...
Facebook, when I post for my business side, it seems to always want money from me.
Okay, so it's always saying boost or...
I'm reluctant to go down that slippery slope.
Well, I'm sure with Stacey's help in the Facebook ads, we'll probably be talking about that.
It's knowing you're putting the money in the right place, isn't it, instead of wasting the money... Knowing that
The thing, in terms of engagement, who's got a business page that they advertise on every day?
Oh,
So just for the people on the podcast. Cool. Okay, so for the podcast, there's about six people who have got...
So you're spending about £5 a day?
Sorry?
You're spending £5 a day doing that?
Okay. This is the point I was going on. You don't need to, and I'm sure Stacey will put that anyway. But for engagement... But have you got a business page?
If I go on my business side of that, it's asking somebody every time I post.
Yeah, it will ask you, because that's how Facebook makes its money. It doesn't mean you have to do it. You can still post and get an organic reach.
So it's not seen by anybody else.
It's your reach will be smaller because you're not boosting it, because Facebook will only allow a certain proportion of your followers to look at it. What I was going to go on to was how many people post on the group regularly compared to your business page?
Yeah.
So quick hands up.
Group.
Yeah, a Facebook group. So that could be networking mummies, that could be something else.
Yeah, I do post, yeah.
Do you get more engagement on a group than a page?
Yeah.
Typically?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know when I set up the Lemons and Our Networkers group compared to the Facebook page, it completely changed it because people were engaging with it all the time. And the networking mummies, I very rarely go onto the actual page, but I do go onto the group.
Page for me, or a business page for me, is about awareness. It's about people that you don't know finding that business page. And then, we have a networking group. That then, those group in my key, my VIPs, if you like. And that's where the engagement, the interaction and the relationship building actually take place.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's different for you or you'd say that's the same.
No, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And so my kind of top tip that I had in my mind was if you're posting every day on a page, post every day on a group. That way you're making one simple change, but actually that could increase your engagement straight away. It's just an idea. Just an idea. It is. Cool, so Facebook, who else is having any issues on LinkedIn or Twitter?
I don't really use LinkedIn, apart from having it there as my profile, because I don't know how to use it in terms of moving the business forward. I just don't do it.
Stacey's just given
me really good. She came on one of my LinkedIn workshops.
Yes, I just really struggle with it. What I'm also, you were saying about engagement, I don't like doing videos.
Okay.
But I've just discovered an app that will allow me to make cartoon videos for my business.
Perfect.
And I'm just starting to work with that. Now, I have to say, it's taken me 3 days to get 4 slides, but... It's because I'm having to play around with it to work out how you work a timeline for things to come in the right order.
But once you've got it done,
way it's going forward, because I don't like seeing myself on a video, but I like seeing myself as a cartoon.
No.
So it's another way of engaging, and I think that will actually bring people forward.
Cool.
To look at it.
No, that's really cool. That's a good idea. It isn't. The thing is, if you're not used to video or don't like video, there are other options that you've found, podcasting, radio, that kind of thing, where you don't have to be seen. Also a good way of doing it. So find what you're happy with and keep on doing it. That's really cool. In terms of LinkedIn, anyone else having kind of struggles on LinkedIn? Or
just like you, Lorena, it's for me, it's like another one that I'm trying to, when you're doing your Instagram, your Facebook and everything else, it's really time consuming and it's not actually bringing any sort of rewards back.
Okay.
Because we don't know how to market it. That's the problem. It's having it is one thing. Knowing how to market it is another.
Stacey, have you got any top tips for LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is completely different to Facebook. Yeah. And it's probably not a LinkedIn tip as such, but what I would say is the way you would post on LinkedIn is different to the other social media platforms. When it was first designed, if you like, and first came out, it was very much like a CV, and that has started to change now. There are groups and things in there, so it is getting more sort of social media-y type, but it is still the professional network, I think. So it depends on your business, it depends where your ideal client is. If they're not on LinkedIn, don't use it, but if they are, or if there's a business, so for me, I use it for Usborne, but I wouldn't use it to try and find team or customers. I would use it to get into schools and find the head teachers and that sort of thing. So it's knowing who it is that you're looking for on there, really.
Yeah.
But if like I say, if it's not for you, focus on a social media platform that is.
Mm. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's it. And if your customers aren't there, why would you spend your time doing it? It makes no sense doing that at all. For me, LinkedIn, I use it in probably 2 or 3 different ways. So LinkedIn for me is about educating people who could become customers of mine. So that's through sending out links for articles, blogs, videos, podcasts, whatever that could be. And because LinkedIn's got a different audience to Facebook and Twitter, I do cross-pollinate the blogs and podcasts, but they're seen by different people. But you, for LinkedIn, with the algorithm, you have to post regularly before people can start seeing you, which is different to Facebook. So you do have to post things out, share articles, and just become active on it, really. But if your customers aren't there, there's no point doing it. Has anyone got any other top tips for LinkedIn?
I just use it to get into my... Because I've converted from one career to another,
mm-hmm.
I use LinkedIn to tell my old set of contacts what I'm doing today.
Okay.
So it's in that sort of direction.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it.
That's about it, really.
No, that's cool. Any other social media platforms that people are struggling with? Twitter, Pinterest? Pinterest I don't really know much about, if I'm being honest.
I think Pinterest is losing its... I think Instagram's taken over.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. That's why I haven't looked in Pinterest before.
I'm on Pinterest, but I don't really... Unless your business is very visual, I don't see... much point to it. And then you've got Instagram now, which is owned by Facebook, so you know, it's just massive.
Yeah, hands up who's on Facebook on Instagram at the moment. Okay, so the one person who's all visual is a bit umming and ahhing about being on Instagram.
I have started on Instagram, but I've used Pinterest for my portfolio.
Okay.
In the past, just as a holding place for that.
Actually, that's a really good point, because Laura, who runs Educate Business, she has every time she's designed a leaflet or something like that, she pins them on a board so that if a potential client is there, she can say, look at this board, these are the leaflets I've designed and stuff. So yeah,
I refer other people to that
through
my website and various things like that. It's very difficult to get people to... pin your stuff on Pinterest.
Yeah,
it's you can be pinning your own stuff regularly, picking up pins that around to promote your stuff is very difficult.
Okay, could you almost cross-pollinate between Pinterest and Instagram?
Yeah, I think you probably could.
Yeah, so you could use the same content.
Oh, yeah. That's what I will do.
Okay.
Cool. I have noticed I've pinned one of my stag's pictures on Instagram, and I got more feedback from that straight away than I would have done on Pinterest.
Yeah.
So that's direction.
Yeah, I think Instagram, if you've got a visual business, it's key to have an account. You've got to, and at least then you are... basically showing off what you can do. There's no other way of saying it. You're showing off your products, you're showing off your services.
I find with Instagram, I have more followers if I put something motivational as opposed to anything about my products.
Okay. And why do you think that could be?
I don't know.
Anybody got any ideas?
Well, people are going out there not to buy something. They're looking something what resonates with them. And that's why if it is motivational, they will go for it. When you advertise a product, they're like, oh, they're selling for me, so I wouldn't go for it. And they don't know the product. So you have to engage public with what kind of person you are, what you're following, what you like. And then people follow you, and then they will buy from you.
That's it. So once you start posting motivational things or things that aren't necessarily selling posts, you get better engagement. And that's the same across all social media platforms. Cool. So we're just going to finish off now with just going around the room again with just some brief contact details. So if someone wants to get a hold of you or find out more information, where would they go? So Stacey, how can people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Facebook at Networking Mummies UK Limited, or you can email me hello@stacycolder.co.uk.
Perfect.
You can contact me on Facebook, Kim Bennett, and if you put Avon, you'll see me. It's all Avon related, or repsrecruitment.co.uk.
Cheers, Kim.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook under Flexible Earnings with Avon, or beautydirect.online.
Lovely, thank you.
Search for hashtag Doolittle Blast. All one word.
Nice. Is that across all social media platforms?
That'll get me everywhere.
Brilliant. Love it.
That's what we all should have said.
Love it.
You can find me on Facebook in group Successful From Birth, or you can find on the website inara.thinkingintoresults.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You can find me on Facebook under Avon Beauty with Benefits, or you can contact me at renishaw65@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You can find me on Facebook, and it's Annie's Beauty Store. And, that's it.
Really? Nice and simple.
Yeah.
No, that's great. Thank you very much, everyone. Let's all give everyone a round of applause. Thank you very much.